I showed some photos in my podcast just a couple of days ago that the diesel engine oil is running out at retail. They don't have the supply they used to have. And remember when we talked about this issue, how the additive packages for diesel engine oil are no longer available until early 2023. And so the diesel engine oil supply in the supply chain is anticipated to run out at the end of August, or I kind of estimated perhaps the beginning of September. Well, I'm recording this at the end of July, and we're already seeing some pretty severe shortages at retail. I was at a tractor supply store near Austin, and they normally have 100% inventory overflowing with all kinds of oil, Rotella oil, and they have a brand called Traveler diesel engine oil, and then they have, all kinds of other brands. It's about maybe 75-80% wiped out. I mean, the shelves were mostly empty. And I'm hearing similar things from other people too, that they're having trouble getting diesel engine oil. It's very difficult to acquire. And again, we're not even at the end of August yet. And then at the same time, I was talking with a source who's in the car industry, well, trucks, diesel trucks in particular. And he was telling me that they're not able to get trucks delivered from Mexico because of the shortage of rail transportation. Now, I didn't know this, but apparently the diesel trucks that are manufactured by companies like Dodge, they're made in Mexico at a factory there. And there are right now supposedly about 20,000 diesel trucks sitting in a parking lot somewhere in Mexico. I don't know where that is. But they can't get rail transportation to bring those trucks up to the United States. I mean, they're sitting there ready to sell. They can't transport them. And the reason is because, you know, the railways are, the rail companies are cutting back so drastically. And they've said it's because of labor issues. But, you know, diesel engine trains, or diesel, they're called diesel electric hybrid trains, basically. They also use diesel engine oil. And so I'm wondering if they're starting to run out of oil supplies, if that's a factor yet, or if not, then when will it be a factor? Right now, I do agree the main factor for the rail operators is the labor. They can't get workers. And when they do get workers, they drive them hard. They make them work 12 hours to 16 hours a day. And they have a labor union. I forgot the name of the union, but it's the Union Pacific Railroad, you know, labor union. And the union workers are so angry that 95% of them voted to strike. And so a strike was actually approved. And a strike would have happened July 18th. But it was interceded by a White House, I don't know what you call it, kind of a negotiation, arbitration group that is required by law. So the strike has to be delayed 30 to 60 days, something like that. Well, the reason I'm mentioning all this is because if the Union Pacific Railroad workers do not get offered what they want, or if the labor union itself doesn't get offered what they want, and if there's a prolonged railway strike in America, the economic catastrophe is almost indescribable that would occur. It wouldn't be just a failure to deliver trucks and cars by rail. It'd be a failure to deliver fertilizer, grain to cattle and ranch operations, failure to deliver consumer goods, and more importantly, a failure to deliver coal to the coal-fired power plants that are still the majority of the energy source in America. And of course, without the coal and without the power grid, then you don't have electricity at your homes and businesses, and so you can't run businesses, and you can't run refineries, and you can't charge your electric car. There's no electricity. So if the railway shuts down in America, then America shuts down. And the clock is just counting down because the strike has already been approved. Can you imagine just 30 days without rail in America? I mean, normally people don't think about rail. It's kind of an invisible component of our system because the railroad tracks are not necessarily obvious to everybody. They don't go through the highest population areas per se. I mean, they don't go through downtown. They go through kind of like the back alleys of a city, you know? And you might not notice them unless you happen to be near a railroad track, but they're moving cargo constantly, day and night, all across America. And without that cargo, which also includes, you know, oil, coal, fertilizer, food, consumer goods, spare parts, vehicles, everything, you know, military equipment, you name it. Without that running, America, it ceases to function. Without rail, you don't have a country. And rail is what I consider to be a first-tier logistics solution that provides a lot of the solutions for the second-tier transportation groups, such as truckers and long-haul rigs. So the long-haul rigs, those trucks, also depend on rail to get their supplies, such as tires, and also the trucks themselves, you know, truck engines and so on, and a lot of the parts, or at least the raw materials, steel and so on, that goes into the trucks, well, that's all delivered by rail. So you can't have trucking without railways functioning. So the rail shuts down, there's no trucking transportation, and then you're not going to get deliveries of food. Now, trains don't deliver that much food in terms of finished consumer goods. They do carry a lot of grain for ranch animals, and some grain for human consumption as well to the big companies, you know, like General Mills and so on. But they don't carry a lot of finished consumer goods. That's carried largely by trucks. It's trucks that go from the manufacturers to the food distributors and then to the grocery stores. And it's also trucks that load up and deliver all the Home Depot supplies to each Home Depot store. Or they deliver to each Lowe's store. You know, all the hardware stores and so on. Those are trucks. Well, trucks need diesel engine oil too, and that oil is the same oil, essentially, like, what is it, 15 weight 30 engine oil for diesel engines with special additives for diesel engines. You know, you got to have them for trains and trucks. So note that we are on the verge of a catastrophic shutdown of the systems of transportation and logistics that keep this country running. And then the question becomes, well, how will Amazon have anything if the trucks and the trains don't run? And the answer is they won't, because Amazon warehouses are restocked using long-haul rigs. So there's going to be nothing for sale at Amazon. And, you know, we depend on trucks too at our operation, the Health Ranger store. So if trucking goes down, we go down too. And even right now, we're barely able to get a fraction of the food that we're trying to order. You know, we might order 10,000 pounds of something and they'll say, oh, we have 900 pounds. That happened recently with a freeze-dried product. We might try to order 50,000 pounds of some grain or lentils or beans or whatever, and they'll say, oh, we have 10,000 pounds. Do you want it? And we're like, yeah. All right, we'll take the 10,000 pounds. We'll work with that. But, you know, we're still short 40,000 pounds. And this is happening to everybody across the industry. And understand, these shortages are appearing before the diesel engine oil collapses. Now, given that the beginning of that collapse could start in maybe about 5 weeks, and it could get worse and worse and worse over the subsequent 10 weeks or so, let's just say 15 weeks, let's say 4 months is the window during which this crisis could be rolled out and really experienced by everybody, because everybody needs something that is transported. So for the next 4 months, I want you to really watch carefully what happens to the supply chain. And also watch, is the media going to start reporting on this? Because they haven't really so far. But I think that's going to have to change as the crisis unfolds and it becomes, you know, inescapable. But keep your eyes peeled, and I'll do the same. And check out my podcasts on Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the editor of naturalnews.com. Take care.